Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me,
welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper, author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, co-host of the outstanding radio program Growth Igniters, which I had the honor of being a guest on before, and it's a lot of fun. She focuses on helping people become better leaders and grow their business in that way. Businessadvancement.com is the website, I think. Is that right, Pam?
Businessadvancement.com. GrowthIgnitersRadio.com is the series every Wednesday. And if you even go to businessadvance.com, you'll see a link to it that way.
All right.
Jim, thanks so much.
Check it out. So we're talking about some leadership ideas and best practices. We talked about in the previous segment, Pam, you talked about you actually called it the power of uncertainty, and I agree with you, because when you think you've got it figured out, and you know, I said when we went to the break, that when I felt like I've been the most creative and have created some of the things I'm the most proud of, were times when I didn't know how things were going to work out. But I also look back and I think about times when I thought things were, I'd kind of got up on easy street, and that's when the rug got pulled out from under me.
Exactly. And that's why I think that we have to, one of the best ways to deal with that power of uncertainty is to focus on the big idea, that which you want to see happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, our customers are out there, and the big idea is, how can we help them, for instance, to become healthier? How can we get them from one point to another? Not how do we have a better taxi ride, but mm-hmm. how do we get them there? That's how Uber came about. How can we get people to one place to another? So when we're focusing on the big idea, it means that we can come up with options, new options that we never thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things, it takes a certain amount of courage to be willing to drop the approach that we've always taken. You know, what if we were getting our medical conditions diagnosed through technology instead of through just
right.
the doctor, or
right.
you know, something like that. I mean, we're seeing it with Watson, and there are all kinds of alternatives, but the willingness to just say, okay, I want to focus on what is the ultimate thing that is going to happen as a result, the outcome as a
mm-hmm.
result of what we could do with these new needs that we're seeing, and what's the timing? For us, for example, we said, there were so many people who said they wanted to listen to new ideas. They couldn't get to a conference. They said,
mm-hmm.
you know, how can we do this? And we looked around and we said, there's technology that's available now that wasn't before. And podcasts are much different than they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one example of taking something and saying, how many ways can we reach people?
Well, and this works inside your four walls and outside your four walls, too, I think.
You should think
about it from the standpoint of not only what kind of a big idea can I use to approach my customers, but also what kind of big idea do we need to have internally? For example, you know, one of the things I like to say to my audience is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Exactly.
And so if you got a company that's been doing the same thing for 10, 20, 30, 100 years, you know, maybe over the next 5 years, you don't need to change industries, but maybe you need to change the way you deliver whatever you're delivering. Maybe customer expectations are going to demand that. But if you're stuck in the old big idea, you're going to get run over. You're going to become irrelevant, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. So you have to be willing to have that courage to say, how can we build on the strengths that we already have?
Yeah.
And then what's going on out there that will enable us to do things differently? I mean, the embracing of healthy foods, you know, by more people. What does that mean for the snack foods companies,
right,
for instance? And they're
right,
building, there's more healthy snacks that are coming out.
Well, and this is this kind of demand, this kind of requirement that you and I are talking about. This what we have not said, and we really should say, is that this kind of thinking, these kinds of practices that you're describing here, Pam, as a small business CEO, these aren't optional. These are non-negotiable. You have to do this, and it's one of the reasons why it's hard to be a small business CEO.
Well, it is hard to be a small business CEO in one sense, but in the other, it is much better because small businesses, and my own business is also small, is that we can turn.
We got the flexibility.
Pivot.
Right. I used to have a big business customer, and I'm talking about Fortune 10 customer, who said, one of the reasons we like doing business with you guys, Blazing Game, is we just like to watch you guys work. He was amazed that when he asked me if I could do something for him, that I didn't have to go talk to a committee or something.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So
yeah,
one of the things that we have going for us as small businesses is that we can quickly respond, and we can,
yep,
it as long as we want to.
Mm-hmm. I need the website again, Pam.
It's businessadvance.com, and the series is growthignitersradio.com.
There you go. Quick break. Right back with Pam Harper. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.